In a night packed with high-stakes action at Perth's RAC Arena, UFC 305 delivered an electrifying main event as Dricus du Plessis successfully defended his middleweight title against the former champion, Israel Adesanya. The South African powerhouse secured a fourth-round submission victory, locking in a rear naked choke at 338 to solidify his dominance in the 185-pound division. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by UFC, at UFC. Du Plessis, who has been on a tear since joining the UFC in 2020, extended his win streak to 8, with this latest triumph showcasing his grit and determination. The bout was a back-and-forth affair, with both fighters having their moments, but Du Plessis' relentless pressure eventually overwhelmed Adesanya, leading to the decisive finish. Adesanya, returning after a hiatus following his title loss to Sean Strickland, came into the fight, looking to reclaim his spot atop the middleweight mountain. Despite flashes of brilliance, including crisp jabs and powerful body shots, the last stylebender couldn't fend off Du Plessis' aggressive advances in the later rounds. After the fight, Adesanya hinted at a potential retirement, expressing disappointment, but ultimately reaffirmed his commitment to the sport with a defiant declaration, "I'm not f-king leaving." Du Plessis, in a display of sportsmanship, praised Adesanya's toughness and acknowledged the significance of their rivalry, hinting at a possible reconciliation of the ongoing tensions between the two African-born fighters. The Comorn event also delivered fireworks, as flyweights Kai Kara France and Steve Ersuk went to battle, with Kara France emerging victorious, capping off a successful night for city kickboxing. As UFC 305 concluded, Du Plessis' reign at the top continues, and the middleweight division looks as competitive as ever.